It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Getting old.
Old ass.
Old and tired. Oh no.
Biscuits and gravy and chicken. We love all that fried shit and we like to get it quick in the kitchen.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because it's a masterpiece. Dude. It deserves to be published and shared with the world. I'm so proud of it. It's been my ringtone. It's been my ringtone for like the last 6 years, B.
Dude, I've been so embarrassed.
But only when you call me.
I try to avoid calling you. That's why I hit you up on Snap.
You call me and you hear it in your head.
I'm like, oh, he still has that shit. We should have never freestyled that, ever.
Dude, it was wonderful.
Yep. I don't know what.
If anybody disagrees with me, I dare you. Challenge me via Twitter.
Okay, well.
Hashtag fisticuffs.
Wow, man. So how's your day?
I'm doing well. What is up, everybody? I'm Sprout.
I am Jeremy.
I looked the other way as if we had a camera up.
Yeah, not today. Not today. My battery's dead, and I've been so damn busy today, I even just had not had time to charge it.
Yeah, that's whatever. We're only doing it for clips now anyway.
For clips.
Which reminds me, if you guys didn't catch the last announcement, we're doing clips on YouTube now. Full episodes on all the listening platforms for podcasts that you can find. We still will have all of our full episodes that were previously uploaded on YouTube if you want to play some catch up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like, I don't know why, who would be interested, but you know, maybe we'll just like throw like full video podcasts up for Patreon or some dumb shit like that later on or something.
Yeah. You know,
you get to watch us be retarded and
we can make a plan.
Oh, I said the bad word.
No, we're keeping that in the lexicon.
Lexicon.
Some people need to be set straight.
I said the word. Yeah. So what did you do this weekend so far?
Shit. Since it's Sunday. I did not get to watch the fights yesterday because no one was watching them. Well, no one near me. You were over at over Northeast, so I couldn't really go all that way out after work. But I did manage to get some Final Fantasy in yesterday and today. Got to play some D&D with my brother and Chris and Billiam. That was really fun. And
cool.
Although I roll Shat for persuasion, like every opportunity, like let me talk us out of it. One. Oh, it's a one. I was just talking shit. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, I do. Because last time you rolled a three. I picked it up and dropped 20 off the first roll.
Nat 20 just placed itself there. But no, you know, we had a good run. I got to beat up some shark people on a boat, which was really fun. I'm an astral monk. So I have like these astral arms that punch shit up, and I actually have these astral hand wraps that allow me to summon spirits that can like deal additional like D8 damage.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and it's my choice of cold, necrotic, or radiant. So when I was punching up the last dude that I killed, which was like the last part of the fight, I was, like, punching him up with necrotic damage, and I basically, like, Thanos'd his ass away. He, like, faded away in a thing of ash.
I like that.
Yeah, it was good.
That's a good game. I haven't played it yet, actually.
I've been trying to get you to play, man. Like, I'm setting up a new campaign soon, man, and I'm not going to start until you say I want to play.
Oh, yes.
Which, actually, is my brother kind of pissed off right now.
Are you
He's
on
like, what do you want to do, campaign?
On PlayStation 4, right?
Huh?
A PlayStation 4.
What about PS4?
It's on the PS4, yes.
D&D?
No. Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, Final Fantasy, yeah. Yes. But I'm talking about D&D.
Yes, but I keep thinking about Final Fantasy.
Actually, you could play free up to level 20 on Final Fantasy without a subscription. And it takes forever to get to level 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a free-to-play character made on a free-to-play server. So, I mean, whenever you want to jump in, man.
Free-to-play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to carefully select what you're looking at on PlayStation Store. Because there's like a million choices for 14.
Okay.
And as long as you're not in a rush to get to level 20, B, we can play all day. And then me and Junior, we're going to actually stream some new characters. I don't know if it's going to be on the same server we're currently playing on. But back in our Warcraft days, we had these two characters named Toby Bryant and Wesley Gripes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Wesley Gripes. This is during the Pandaria expansion for Warcraft.
Okay.
So you make these panda dudes. We both made Kung Fu pandas, but because you can change like the shade of like black and white they are, so you can make them just like black and black basically. We're like the blackest pandas in Pandaren, and we're just running around just like, what up, my nigga? Like,
what the fuck?
So we're gonna turn into a Twitch stream on my channel soon. Actually, I might put it up on the Nuclear Playground channel. But we're going to call it The Adventures of Toby Bryant and Wesley Gripes. And we're just going to be the blackest niggas in the server. And I hope that Junior chooses to be a Lalafell, like one of the little short midget motherfuckers. Wait, is midget still in the lexicon? Or are we saying little people now?
I think it's little people. I can't remember. It's hard to keep
You know these
up.
Little tiny Peter Dinklage looking motherfuckers?
We'll just call them the Dinklages.
Dinklages. You're a Dinklage.
You're a Dinklage. Oh, man. I would hate to be a little person right now. I'd be like, this motherfucker, we ain't all Henry. Fuck, some of them are Warwicks or whatever.
Warwicks? Call me Dion.
Or what was his name?
Mini-Me? What was his name? Fuck.
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer, yeah. I'm a Troyer.
I'm a Troyer.
Call me Vern. Bunch of Ernest running around, little tiny Ernest, like, hey, Vern.
Wearing the same fucking blue jean vest and gray t-shirt. I was thinking about...
Oh, man. Do you remember Ernest Goes to Jail?
Yeah.
I'm not even lying. It's one of my favorite movies.
Dude.
It's up there in my tier of favorite movies. Yeah. Especially out of all the Ernests.
Yeah.
But, like, just as a movie that stands against other, like, exceptionally good movies, this movie was so bad that it had no choice but to be good. Like, it was a very enjoyable movie.
Okay.
No matter how you critique it, it's a good movie.
Okay. Like, well, so you already answered one of my many questions.
Wait, what was that question?
It was going to be Ernest Goes to Camp or Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, but I love Ernest Goes to Camp.
Which one?
But if I had to pick, and this is outside the segment because now this is a whole different question conversation, but if I had to pick, Jail. Ernest Goes to Jail. He had an evil doppelganger that was smart as shit. Knew how to fucking work his way in and out the system, and still somehow some idiot savant found a way to defeat him in battle in like a bank or museum or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With like the power of soap.
I got, okay, so out of the top three, your top three between, and just put them out there. Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Scared Stupid. Ernest
Scared Stupid is another one.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
I liked Scared Stupid because it kind of reminded me of the Ghoulies in a sense.
Yep.
But I would say Ernest Goes to Camp is still better than Scared Stupid, but Jail.
This is your top.
It's okay, out of all the threequels that exist on this planet.
Well, there's way more Ernest. There's Ernest Goes to Africa. There's Ernest Goes to, like...
Yeah, but I don't count them as canon. Because by then, I was almost a grown-ass man. So, like, the three that shaped our childhood, Camp, Scared Stupid, and Jail.
Yep.
Let me rephrase myself. Had it stayed just those three, Ernest Goes to Jail would be the only threequel that did better than any of the previous movies. Like, look at Scream 3.
Right.
It was not as good as Scream 1, but still better than Scream 2. Right?
Right.
But it still was not that good. Spider-Man 3. I don't even need to fucking talk about that. Everybody knows that was just trash. Shrek 3.
Ninja Turtles.
Didn't even bother to go see it. The previews made it look like trash. Turtles 3, thank you. Now, I won't say it's trash because it was still enjoyable, but it was not good.
It was garbage.
Garbage.
What about? Oh wait, there was Ernest Saves Christmas.
There was Ernest Saves Christmas.
That one wasn't very good. It's not very memorable. That's number four.
RoboCop 3.
Yep.
Threequels are terrible.
Yep. Godfather 3.
Anytime you make a trilogy, you're just setting yourself up.
Although Alien 3.
Alien 3 was dope.
It was its own thing, but yeah, I thought it was.
Wouldn't say
cool.
It saved the trilogy though.
No,
especially now that we have more Alien movies.
Yep.
Am I forgetting anyone?
No, I mean yeah, but that's not really worth mentioning.
No, that's, yeah. if it's a third one, it's not in my radar. Although, Ghoulies 3,
Transformers 3,
Transformers 3 was good. Ghoulies 3, really good third movie. But mostly just because I was 9 and there was titties in the movie.
Ghoulies 3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any Ghoulies movie is a great movie. It's like, because all the Puppet Masters are about the same, so Puppet Master 3 is pretty good.
What if they made a Ragdoll 3? What if they made a Ragdoll 2?
It would have to be terrible. Or it would have to be good because all the other ones are just... The first one
was whack as fuck.
Exactly.
Well, anything made by that house is fucking not good.
Yeah.
But it's so bad awesome. It's funny, which makes it good to me, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, God. There was a ton of Ernest movies, apparently. Ernest Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk Ernest.
Oh, I forgot Ernest about Slam Dunk Ernest. Ernest Goes to School is like actually really old hat, and I like that one a lot.
Ernest Goes to Africa. Ernest Rides Again.
Didn't care for that one.
Ernest Rides Again. Ernest Saves Christmas. Yeah, that's... Ernest Goes to Jail was my jam, though. Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest Scared Stupid were my things, but after that, I was like,
I got one quick Florida Man.
Okay.
Florida Man has a hard time choosing a pressure washer to steal from Lowe's.
That is funny.
How do you get caught stealing thinking about what you're gonna steal?
That doesn't make sense to me. Like,
actually, no, I've answered my own because I've watched it happen in my own liquor store where they walk up and they go, and they go to another spot and they go, then they go back to the first spot and they go, and then they try to pocket it, but then I'm already coming around the corner like,
Oh, that is just, that guy's an idiot.
You want to hit up some Ask Reddit real quick?
Sure, man. Why not? Let's ask some Reddits.
Okay, I got a good one. I got a couple good ones, but this one I'm going to lead with. What is your opinion on a 30-year-old dating a 19-year-old? I didn't read the actual post. I just screenshotted the title just because I don't care about what he's dealing with. If his mom hates him for dating somebody that young, that's on him. I will say this. I've been 30 something and dated somebody in their like early 20s. I've also been almost 40 and somehow found myself dating somebody who was 19 for like a couple months, and neither of those situations are fun because there's no connect. Yeah. Like, it starts, like, with infatuation and, like, physical attraction. And sex is always a plus because, you know, like...
She's 19.
Yeah, and, you know, like, she's, like, motivated by the fact that you're an older dude. And, like, you're motivated by the fact that she's a younger chick. And, you know, there's, like, that lusty part involved. But, like, at the end of the day, like, your priorities are way the fuck out of sync. Like, you're trying to, like, be all responsible and shit. And she's trying to fucking go out and, you know, do 20-year-old woman shit. And,
well, because I've been in the same situation before, and I definitely question my motives. I'm like, what am I doing here? What exactly is it? And I'm like, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how it usually ends. It's just like, well, what was my end game?
Right.
Like, what was my real goal out of this? And when you think long and hard enough about it, you're like, there wasn't really shit there. So why am I butt hurt that the shit's over now?
Well,
even like if it was still going on, like, why is there concern for me? Like, why am I concerned about it ending when, like, there's really no objective here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a point, like, well, when I was in this thing where they were trying to fill the shoes of, you know, like, being a stepmom or this or that, but I was like, they're totally incapable of taking care of themselves. And I'm like, I have kids.
If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of no kid.
Right. And I was like, wait, what am I doing here? And then I started to think about it. And I'm like, I've got nothing to talk about with this person. And then after a while, I started to feel gross about the whole thing. Like, what the fuck am I doing here? Yes, she's gorgeous. Yes, like, the sex is amazing. But, like, there's nothing for me to talk about. And after a while, I was like, I no longer saw the lust part. I no longer saw the figure and, like, oh, this is, like, super hot, you know, whatever. It was more like, this is a child.
Well, once I heard from other people that people were, that this person in particular was complaining behind my back about how I was speaking to them, that's when I realized it was a problem. Because it was like, they're addressing a problem to me about something that's going on at their job or whatever, right? Some real life shit.
Right.
And me, out of a place of concern, I offer advice and I tell them what I think that they should do. And that's how I think I'm conveying it. But because I'm so much older than this person, they're just like, this nigga talking to me like he's my daddy. And that's when I was like, this is pointless.
Yeah. But I mean, in my like, just to clarify, it was me talking to somebody and some of the jokes being told were
over like, their head.
Like, yeah, but at the same time they were laughing. But that shit doesn't go very well in social media. You know, like, oh, they're getting it. And then you meet them, and then it's like, oh, lust, lust, lust. And then it's like, what the fuck?
I forget which of these random dating apps, because I got like 5 of them on my phone now, because I'm out here just whoring it up. And but this girl hit me up a couple days ago. I didn't see her profile first. She hit me up first. Fucking gave me a like.
Yep.
Then messaged me, said hi. I saw who it was after I got the notification. It's like, okay, she kind of cute. Didn't really bother reading the profile. Just liked her back and said, hey, what's up? How are you? She hit me back up the next day, said hi. So I repeated, I lather, rinse, repeated, right? Like, hey, what's up? How are you? Her immediate next response was, I'm 18. And so because I'm not trying to fuck with nobody that young right now, I said, and also I just wanted to be funny. I was like, but yet here you are hitting me up. So what's really good? And blocked.
Damn. I'm 18. Why are you on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at. Like, why are you hitting me up? Just so you can tell me I'm old?
I don't know. Honestly, from experience, it's, for one, it's not worth it. Two, if you really start to think about it, it just feels wrong. It feels like they're a child. It just felt
it's somebody's kid.
Well, I mean, everybody's somebody's kid.
But I mean, like, once you're like an adult, you know what I mean? Like, once you realize, pass, like, the threshold of adulthood, like, yeah, you realize that, like,
18 isn't an adult.
Yeah, exactly my point. Dumb. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I realized that much later. Well, not much later. In the last,
well, even if
briefly,
you're like, okay, so, like, I'm years old, right?
Yep.
And because I'm so
old. You said
old,
4,000.
I'm 4,000 years old.
4,000.
So, like, I have the hesitancy, like, to, like, not really fuck around with anybody, like, in their early to mid-20s,
right,
most of the time. Just because I know that even though that, like, they're over 21, they're old enough to have a good time like a full adult should.
Right.
They're still maturing as an adult. You, right, know what I mean? Like, shit, like, I was just with somebody in their early 30s, and the shit wasn't really syncing up at the end of, you know, when all is said and done. So, do I want to shit on people who want to date younger people who are, like, still, like, legally adults? No. Because whatever gets you off, right? But, like, at the end of the day, like, are you connecting with this person? I found it impossible to connect with anybody who's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah. I,
except
I'm
for maybe,
sure,
like, one person. And she's not really that much younger than me. She's, like, I met her when she was, like, 25. I happen to be, like, 31. So she's, like, 6 years younger than me. I haven't talked to her since I was like 31, though. So,
well, I guess it would kind of depend on their goals and them as a person. Like, because, like, 19, that's young as fuck. But, like, 20 something, like, when you get to a different place, like, if they're, say, up north or this or that, they're living in a different area, living a different kind
of lifestyle.
Or,
like, if you've seen some shit that made you have to grow up, yeah, earlier, like, you, for example, like, you've seen enough shit, like, you've been the more mature person out of the two of us for as long as I can remember. Like, we both say some immature shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I've always been able to maintain my childhood within me just because I didn't really get to see shit till I was, like, 16. Right. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, you've seen the shit just from jump. You know what I mean? So, yep, like, you've always been the one who's always been like, hey, man, don't go down there. Hey, man, hot. That's hot. Like,
that's hot, yeah. This would be bad. Don't,
right,
do that.
Right, right. Like, that's a mistake. But, like, you know, me, I've always just happily go luckily just skipped my way through shit.
Yeah. Yes, yes it is. And I try my best to not shit on it so hard sometimes, cuz you're like, dude, you're going to a situation. And I'm like, bro, it's not like that easy. It's
gonna... I see why you don't want to shit on it though, because you already know I'm going to walk into a situation where that person that I'm fucking with is going to shit on me anyway. And you're just like, dude, just Don't do it.
Yeah.
I got another one.
All right.
I forgot to bring up the user for this last Ask Reddit. That was user Hazelnut Macchiato 1 for the last question. User Death Hag Magnum 2 asks, what's something you'd rather you didn't know about?
Something that we're all gonna die.
Really?
Yes, I'd rather think we're all gonna live forever and just like, I'm going to sleep in this really weird way. I've never felt this way before.
You know what's funny? It's actually a really comforting thought for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because I mean, like, okay, like, yeah, I've had some passive suicidal thoughts at my lowest of times, but mm-hmm. I've never, like, had the drive to kill myself. So, like, life preservation is still real in me, but, like, just knowing that everybody dies is a comforting thought. Like, most deaths said it, and this is why it's comforting to me, because most deaths said it like this. What was the lyric? She said,
ding, ding, ding,
fear no man because men must die.
Yeah.
And that's the realest shit ever. Like,
yeah.
So now, and then you have like the Hagakure, you know, which like pretty much states like the code of Bushido, which is like mm-hmm. rush recklessly as if you're already dead because right. one day you're going to die anyway. And if you're in battle, you're definitely going to, it's a 50-50% chance you're going to die against whoever you're fighting. So like, everybody dies. I'm going to die one day. You're going to die one day. These niggas next door is going to die one day.
Everybody. Our kids.
Everybody. So knowing that, why am I in a rush to prove a point? Why am I in a rush to be better than anyone else when we're all capable of the same shit? You know what I'm saying? If everybody's destined to die at some point in time, I feel like I should focus more on the positive aspects of life and live it to the fullest while I can.
Yep.
As opposed to fearing death.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if we didn't know anybody died, there'd be no such thing as fear of death. There'd be no such
thing. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
There'd be nothing like that.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I've a lot of people in my life who've lost their lives prematurely and because of old age / natural causes, and it still hurts, and it still makes me fear my mortality to a certain degree.
Yep.
Especially the older I get.
Yep.
But
they just went on vacation.
You know, once I get past that existential crisis and I actually go to sleep and I wake up the next day, I'm like, I mean, I was going to die at some point anyway. So,
yep. That's the one thing, because I know a lot of people and I've been to a lot of funerals, and I'd rather just think of everybody as like going on vacation.
Well, and that's another comforting thought, is that because everybody dies, yep. there's always funeral spaghetti.
Yep.
The best spaghetti in the world.
It's got tears.
Yes. You don't need sea salt. You got human salt.
Tears. And love.
So the one thing that I would rather I didn't know about would be that a fair chunk of dust, like most of it, especially in domestic settings.
Skin.
Human skin. And the reason I would rather not know is just because, one, I work in a very public establishment where bottles get dusty all the time. And I see motherfuckers taking their sleeves like, oh, dusty bottle. And now you got some other niggas' skin
mm-hmm.
on your shit. And then you're going to wipe your eye with that shit later on.
Which is the thing about how you're fucking your Parmesan cheese in the entire neighborhood with your ashy ass elbows.
My elbows is moist. You hate on my elbows? I put on lotion.
Oh man.
Another reason why it bothers me is because what was that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.? And it was A Few Good Men, I believe it was, the scuba diving military one.
Yep.
Yeah. Where he got called into the general's office, and the general's in there like just like with the gloves on, and he's dusting his shit, and he's like, you know, most dust is human skin. And Cuba's like, yeah. And he was like, he does a little glove thing on his shelf, and he's like, I don't want your black ass in here. Like,
damn.
That shit just, and ever since then, like, knowing that it's human skin and knowing that white people used to use it just to be fucking blatantly racist, I'm like, dust is very uncomfortable for me.
I don't know. I kind of like that, because then I'm like, look at all these people, like, looking at homeless people like they're dirty, but you laying in all your dead skin, your animal's dead skin, and, like, all that extra filth.
Well, that, and then you got pet dander that contributes to your dust and shit. Like, that I don't mind.
You got
so
fecal
like,
matter.
I got
that,
pet dander in my eyes right now.
You got fecal
dog.
Matter that crumbles out of your booty crack. When
oh,
you
that's another
at
thing.
Night.
That's another thing that really bothers me that I wish I didn't know about.
It's on everything.
Me and Chris were in a party chat with our homeboy James. We're playing Destiny.
Yep.
Shout out to James, long time no speak. We were playing Destiny 2, and Chris was talking about how, you know, like, it's important to wash your hands after you use the bathroom in the public bathroom. And I was like, here, here. And James was like, if they got a fucking air blower in that shit, I'm just walking out with wet hands. Yeah. And I was like, why? He goes, well, because there's fecal matter in all the bathrooms. I was like, Dad, I get it. He was like, did you know that a lot of that fecal matter collects in, like, the nozzle of the hand dryer? And I was like, no.
Yeah, because people putting their hands on it.
And then he
shit.
Goes, yeah, so when you hit that button, you're blowing more shit onto your hand than you had previously. And I was like, nope. If there's no paper towels in that bitch, I'm not going. And as a matter of fact, I don't even use the first paper towel.
You want to know something that'll gross you out even more? I watched, I think it was a Mythbusters or something, and they took toothbrushes and they put them in all different parts of the house. And it still got shit on it, no matter where it was.
Yeah, you know what's funny? My son's mom would refuse to keep her toothbrush in the bathroom. She wouldn't even share the bathroom with me and my two boys, right? One of which isn't biologically mine, but I still love him as much as he's mine. So we all the dudes in the house had their own separate bathroom, and no matter how much it looked like a fucking men's bathroom at the Metrodome, our toothbrushes were straight, right? I mean, there's probably still just as much fecal matter on it mm-hmm. as if you kept it in the kitchen.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is that she would say, I don't want y'all's shit matter on my fucking toothbrush. And I'm like, but your fecal matter's on your toothbrush. You're just brushing your teeth with your own shit.
Yep.
And it don't matter if it's everybody's collective shit or just your shit. It's the same amount of shit matter.
Yep. It's fecal matter in the air.
And it lingers.
Yep.
Forever.
Yep. That scent is fecal matter. It's fucked up.
Speaking of fecal matter, you know what really bothers me is that no matter what scent of air freshener you buy, after you take like a really rank shit.
It smells like the air freshener in your shit.
Yeah, it smells like, okay, so if you smell your shit, right? And you're like, oh, it stinks in here. And then you spray the air freshener. And as you're spraying it, it smells like your shit and the spray at the same time are coming out of the bottle, like you're adding more shit smell to it.
I wonder if that has to do with like the spray filling up the airspace and then the shit smell has somewhere to go, so it's got to go in your nose.
I think it's a matter of air currents.
Yeah.
So like the shit smell starts at the base of the toilet, like where you leave it, right? But no matter where you are in the bathroom, you spray that air freshener, you're making an air current. So you're basically guiding the shit smell out of the toilet into the sky.
Yep.
Which is why when you leave the bathroom and motherfuckers walk by it, they're like, oh!
You imagine, if you fart, you're adding a little bit of extra fucking flow there.
A little extra tang to it.
Ah, why are we talking about poop?
That's a space joke.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break. Pay some bills. We'll come back.
Yep. Always making our way back.
Piano. Yeah. Welcome back.
That sounds such a weird one.
It's so good. This just in.
Oh, nice. I like that sound effect.
All Morse coding on the table.
Like, what did you just say to me in Morse code?
Welcome to This Just In. This is a bit where we find local headlines and we try to be funny about it, despite how fucked up they may or may not be.
The pressure is on.
The pressure is on. We may read some article bit. We may or not. We will lead off with...
These might not be funny at all.
Test run. All right. This one's from Star Trib.
Yep.
local newspaper here in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
I said that. I stand by it. Jacob Frey uses new scrutiny in second run for Minneapolis mayor. I wonder why.
What new scrutiny? What new?
When hasn't he been under scrutiny in the last 500 days? Fuck.
I don't know.
400 days actually, but yeah.
I don't know. It's a wishy-washy. I honestly can't think of anything.
Like, it's like, okay, so
that's not fucked up.
So Memorial Day, shit popped off, right?
Yeah.
Niggas started rioting. And right. Then instead of, like, you know, being like, we should hold the police accountable, he was like, I'm so upset with you guys. Like, lectured us like he's like a fucking dad. Like, no, fire is bad. And then, okay, here's the funniest bit about it. It's like he's wondering why. He's like, oh, getting booed at. Oh, well, boo me. Oh, why, how dare you? Well, let's think about it. You, when everybody else was like, we don't want police, was like, we want police. And then when, like, me, you, and, like, three other people were like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
He was like, we should have police.
I don't know. What his plan is, but like,
I don't think anybody younger than me should be mayor of this town.
It's gonna be hard. So I don't like really old people in politics. It kind of bothers me with their old world thinking. Mm-hmm. But some of their conservative ideas could kind of like slow down the pace of progress, if you will.
I honestly feel like a lot of the scrutiny is getting tossed at. A lot of people throwing shade at him just because. If this is my personal opinion, I haven't like gone polling the public or anything like that. Although I should, but how long has it been since we had a black mayor
of Minneapolis?
Yep.
Well, Mayor whatever her name is, Sharon.
Sharon Sales Belton.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
A while ago, but she was crooked.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. She took under the fucking shit.
No. Don't go crushing my dreams now. Positive, because
I told you about this.
She was the reason why I wanted to run for city council.
I told you about this. She's the one who, well, those Somalians who fucking wanted to build all those buildings got permits from her. She took money under the table and their shit collapsed. Because she took money. The shit, it's out there. It's not like I'm making this up. It's like out there.
No. That's I'm not disputing it. Although, roll for persuasion.
Oh God,
I have to believe it.
8.
What's your modifier?
+10.
Damn it! But no, like okay. And I'm not saying every black mayor is perfect because we got a black mayor in a neighboring city who's fucking up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, there was some looting that happened just about a few months ago.
Hey, regardless of who's there, it's going to be,
you know,
looting.
He was like, if your property was damaged and you're a minority business, I'll help you out. But this city in particular will not help you out if you're not a minority, even though you're on the same plot of land.
Right.
Which, I mean, yes, I get it. Minorities should get the same help as everybody else.
Right.
But when you're saying that only, like, us people of color can get the help and not the people who had nothing to do with the situation at hand can get the help, that's when I start to raise the questions. Because you're supposed to be
breaking down walls.
You're supposed to be breaking down walls, and you're supposed to also be, like, proving that you can still be
fair,
just, and progressively move this whole civil rights thing forward.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is if you treat everybody equally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're pissing on white people's burnt down shit. The point I'm making is that Minneapolis, I believe, in my personal opinion, wants some kind of mayor of color, be it black, Asian, Middle Eastern, whatever, right? I feel like that's where a lot of that scrutiny is coming from. Also, I think a lot of it happens to be with how he handled the situation last year.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear nobody way the fuck younger than them talking like they're their dad. Like, if I wanted Philip to yell at me, I'll call that nigga to my house.
God damn.
All right, one more. What else I got here? hopefully we could be funnier this time.
It was hard to say anything about that guy.
Minneapolis schools. This is from CBS local. Minneapolis school switches to distance learning after shooting at nearby homeless encampment. All I could pull from this is that they forgot that we were in a fucking pandemic.
I was gonna say. Don't mind the virus. Just watch out for them bullets.
Watch out for them homeless and the bullets.
You can kind of see the bullets coming.
The pandemic don't affect you unless a homeless coughs on you or a bullet hits you.
No, wait. What if they cough on the bullet?
Oh, dude, then you get the fucking MU variant.
Yep, then you get the fucking warfare. It's warfare at that point.
You get the fucking Call of Duty variant.
I would be... I mean, there's so many other things that could go wrong at that homeless encampment.
I remember they had that fucking tent town over there on Franklin by Dada's house?
Yeah.
And what was the worst thing that happened before everybody got shooed away? Somebody forgot to turn off their fucking propane shit and set off like half the encampment on fire.
No, there was some other shit going on. There was like rapes and like all that extra underground dirt going on. Well,
there was that, but the thing that set it off, like, it was just really fucked up. It's like, yeah, we didn't care that you were doing heroin. And like taking booty without consent, but
right.
Y'all forgot to cook your can of beans. Y'all forgot you were cooking a can of beans, and now you can't fucking come back here no more.
Right.
Which is really fucked up because when I was there the day the shit caught on fire. I was like two blocks up the road, and we saw the fire happen like from Dada's window. And the first thing Dada said was, "Them niggas was cooking up some shit." And I was like, yeah, beans, my nigga. Like, they ain't got drug dealer supplies. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, like what? Man, they're cooking some meth.
One more headline here. It's funny to me. I don't know if it's funny to anybody else. Derek Chauvin doesn't have legal representation in his request to appeal murder conviction.
So he's got to do that shit himself.
Yeah, he's going to represent himself. Like, he goes, I'd like to call to the stand, me.
Hey.
Me. Did you kill that guy?
No.
No. Thanks, me. No further questions.
You see that? That's perfect legal defense right there. What if he pulled that shit off and he was like super convincing and they're like,
I'm moving out of the country. I'm paying off whatever I owe in back child support, getting my passport and getting the fuck out of here. Because that means it's open season on niggas. I'm gone.
Yep, next thing you know, you're going to step outside and every white dude's going to find a black dude to put his knee on.
I'm going to Nigeria where I belong.
I feel you. I think I'll cut off my pinky and take that with you. My pinky wants to be free. Look, oh, man. I just can't believe it. Well, you know, that's what happened. You know who I wish would get no fucking money? Is that Kyle Rittenhouse dude. But he's got millions of dollars from people.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Oh, he's that 17-year-old with the AR that shot those people up in Wisconsin and Kenosha during the fucking riots when they
cops. The dude that came from, like, Illinois?
Yeah, that
teenage. He got money?
Yeah, well, all the white folks donated, like, millions of dollars to him.
Oh, they GoFundMe'd me him.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know, and plus he's got, like, police officers who are donating money, KKK members donating money. Like, as long as you got white hate on your side, they will fucking help you.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to The Brilliant Idiots.
Yep.
A podcast I respect very much. Shout out to everybody over at Brilliant Idiots, Charlamagne, Andrew Schultz, all those guys, Wax, all you guys. But anyways, I'm talking like they know me. But anyways, Charlamagne's got like these like t-shirts that he's selling, and he's encouraging white folk to buy them. Like, hey, if you're not racist and you want to prove your point, like, buy this I'm a good white person shirt, right? And Andrew Schultz, after they had this like 15-minute conversation, said, if I was racist, I would buy all them shirts. And then he didn't explain the joke, but he didn't have to, because I got it right off the bat. Because all racist white dudes feel like they're good white people. Like, they're the best white people in their opinion.
Uh-huh.
So, like, of course I would buy all those shirts if I was a racist-ass white dude.
Yep. Yep. I'm America right here, man.
I'm American, so can you.
I am American, so can you.
That's a book by Stephen Colbert back during his the Colbert Show days.
Yep.
really good read. You should actually read it. It's super funny. He goes so far right wing that he's actually on the left with it. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I guess it's time to ask some questions. Yeah, several, in fact. It's time for several questions.
I like your music introductions to the segments. All right, I got some questions for you, Sprout.
All right.
It's more of like this or that or you know. One or the other.
Okay.
Okay. So we all know how we got fucked for Super Mario 2. Maybe we didn't. So
Game or the movie?
The game. Would you prefer Lost Levels or the Super Mario Brothers 2 game that we got here in America?
What would you rather have been released? I've played them both, but looking at them in hindsight, I firmly agree with, I forget his name, but he was like pretty much the only white dude on staff for Nintendo of Japan and America, like simultaneously, basically tested all the games here in America and approved them for American release.
Right.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but basically he was saying that it was more frustrating than it was more fun for the real Mario 2, yep, which they released on the Famicom disc, which I it makes sense because look at Mega Man 2. There's a normal mode and a hard mode,
yep,
on the American release. You don't have those options in Japan. You just got hard.
Right.
You just better be fucking on your shit. I thoroughly enjoy Lost Levels, but it took me years of Mario experience, like up to like Super Mario World, to get to like be able to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I already knew about the poison mushroom,
right,
and all these other changes, but the levels themselves are also massively harder. And had I not like built up those experience points, wouldn't be an enjoyable game.
Okay.
So I would definitely say that it was a really slick move on Nintendo's part to give us Mario 2. Granted, it's not necessarily like,
it's not Mario
canon, Mario canon, yep, but it was still a really fun game. It was still very challenging. I still consider it a really good sequel. I still consider it a sequel. And only just because like they said, okay, well, the story's not canon, but we'll, in the story, like in the beginning, we'll say Mario had a dream.
Right.
So I like to think that Mario just ate like one of those like Lost Levels mushrooms and just had a really bad trip. And that's why I prefer Mario 2, the American release.
I prefer it over Lost Levels because, honestly, Lost Levels just felt like Mario 1, but more difficult.
Well, it was an identical copy of the game, except for the levels were harder.
Yes. And so it felt like a continuation, not more or less a true sequel.
That was the biggest gripe with even the Japanese players were like, this is just Mario.
It's like prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what goes on after this? It just keeps going like this.
Wasn't until Mario 3
until he falls asleep.
We're like, this is what we wanted.
Yeah, this is dope. Okay, next question. For the cartoon, the 1990s DuckTales and 80s, or the new version of the DuckTales?
Okay, you are fucking hitting a really sensitive thread here because I've watched all that shit except for season 3 of this new DuckTales, which I wish Disney Plus would just give to me. Apple TV got it, but only to rent.
Uh-huh.
I'm not finna spend $12 a month watching the shit, right? So just give it, Disney Plus, just give me what I want. Season 3's been over. I know for a fact it's been a year. Just give me what I want. I gotta pick. I've actually recently watched the Disney Afternoon DuckTales from like way back in the day. And it's still very enjoyable. But if I had to pick, it's this new DuckTales.
Ooh.
It's the new DuckTales for certain. Because they still cover all like the old school canon, but they make it more enjoyable to go through. And they also incorporate stuff from other Disney Afternoon. So basically all of the Disney Afternoon is DuckTales.
Huh.
Like they did the whole Darkwing origin story. And they actually rebooted it. So Drake Mallard is still DW. But the original DW was an actor that played DW, got obsessed with the fact that he wasn't cast for the movie of DW, and then tried to take over the whole filming by being a villain, while still dressed up as DW. Just wanted to fucking like just be like the true DW. Him and Drake get into a fight. It ends in an explosion. dude, it's so intense. So intense. They keep the film as is because they were fighting mid-filming. Drake goes off and goes, I kind of want to try this crime fighting thing as a real thing. Launchpad goes, let me know when you need a sidekick. Fucking, I forget the original DW actor in the new DuckTales, his name. But he's in the sewers, and because the explosion fucked him up and fucked up his suit, it dyed his shit to Negaduck's fucking suit.
Nice.
And he was like, you want a villain? I'll be the villain. And then I find out through reading all these like trailer fucking snippets in Apple TV that they're bringing back fucking Fowl. Okay. And the organization that Darkwing was like super tight with, what was that shit? The 007 shit. I forget the name of it now. But dude, it's so good. Don Kennard from Tailspin is in like the first couple seasons. They teased Blue with a season 3 poster like way back when. Dude, this new DuckTales is off the chain.
Okay.
There's an episode where Huey and Dewey and Louie like finally meet their mom, and like a few episodes later, I think it was like Dewey and his mom were in the fucking plane, and cause she's the new pilot now, and she's during the plane listening to fucking Powerline, and they're singing with her. Like, if you listen to this new DuckTales is the shit.
Okay.
You gotta watch it, B. I've been saying it for like 2 years. You gotta watch it.
Next question. What's worse, the new Ninja Turtles movie or Ninja Turtles 3?
You talking about that Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles movie?
No, I'm talking about like the Megan Fox Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Is that Nickelodeon? Yeah, Nickelodeon or Ninja Turtles 3?
Ooh, it's debatable.
That's the point.
There's two of those Nickelodeon shits, and both of them kind of ruin the story, like the actual like original plot of Ninja Turtles. Like, oh, they're April's pets the whole time. Plot twist. I don't appreciate that.
Or the fact that they're giant as fuck.
No, I do actually like the whole, like, Michael Bay aspect of it, because it was a really fun watch. Do I like it more than Turtles 3? I'm going to have to say no. And I shit on Turtles 3 all the time, but at least I enjoyed it. But I enjoyed the other two, like the two Nickelodeon ones. But yeah, like I just because like the story's different and like they have a different take on the villains and stuff. Yeah. And same thing with like the Nickelodeon cartoons. They're going directions that I don't appreciate.
Right.
So like I'll still enjoy it because they're fun to watch and they're Ninja Turtles and I love Ninja Turtles and I probably will never stop loving them. But I'd take Turtles 3 over those last two movies any day.
Is it?
It's more for nostalgia.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it nostalgia?
Yeah.
Do you think the production is overdone
for the new ones?
Yeah.
No, it's Michael Bay. It's exactly what you expect from a Michael Bay film. Teenage Mutant Michael Bay Explosion Ninja Turtles.
Explosion Turtles. Okay, I got another question for you. Pepsi Clear or Surge?
Surge.
Ugh.
I don't even have to think about it.
Ugh. I hate Surge, man.
Fuck Crystal Pepsi.
I loved Crystal Pepsi.
Fuck Crystal Pepsi. It was such a big lie. Tastes just like Pepsi, but it's white, but it's not.
But it's white.
Because it doesn't.
It's clear. It's not white. That's milk.
I'm using wine terms. Tasted nothing like Pepsi. Fucking gross as shit. No, fuck Crystal Pepsi.
I loved Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi is the reason why Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
For very good reason.
Michael Jackson danced for a regular Pepsi commercial, and what fueled the pyrotechnics was Crystal Pepsi, because it was still a prototype at the time.
Yep.
Google it. You'll never find it, but I know.
And without that, we wouldn't have the Michael Jackson that we had today.
That's right.
Okay, got another one for you. For these menus, they're no longer on the menu. The Big Montana from Arby's.
I don't think I've ever had that.
The Big Montana was the fucking, it was this big ass fucking, like this big of fucking roast beef.
I have had one.
Yes.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yep. Me and Antoine used to smash them shits.
Or the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Both of these are discontinued.
Big Montana, baby.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Big Montana.
Oh, actually, you know what?
I do miss the Mexican
pizza. I love the Mexican
pizza. Matter of fact, I love it.
Mexican pizza, because I can just get 2 1-pound Arby's sandwiches and just throw that bitch together.
But think about it. You ever just get like a regular roast beef sandwich from Arby's?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just too much bread for the beef.
Yeah.
I want too much beef for the bread.
Well, that's what I said. Just get the large.
I want.
They have half pound.
Two small ass buns with like so much meat that the buns can't surround it.
Yeah.
And because there's so much meat and I didn't put no condiments on it beforehand, that I'm going to choke and die on this delicious sandwich.
They already have that, though.
But it's not the same.
It is the same. It's no. Except for the buns are smaller. That's the thing. With the fucking Big Montana, the buns were the size of the meat. That they made the fucking buns like as big as your face.
Oh, someone gave you a bad Big Montana.
Though. No, that's what they were.
I got regular bun with Big Montana meat.
That's not a Big Montana. That's just a poor person sandwich. That's a broke-ass location that couldn't afford the buns. Fine. Regular bun or onion bun?
Onion bun.
Yep.
Okay, I have a question for you.
What?
Have you had Jack in the Box?
No.
Then I can't follow up.
Nope. Okay, I got another one for you. Master Chief or Doom Guy?
Master Chief.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
Master Chief.
Even though, like, Doom Guy's been in hell forever?
Master Chief has, what's the word I'm looking for? Robot brain?
Robot brain?
He's not fully human.
But neither is Doom Guy.
And also Cortana be helping him out through like all the Halos. He's Tony Stark. You're asking Tony Stark to fight Ghost Rider.
Yes.
Who's gonna win?
Okay, so like, do you know who fucking Doom Guy is?
You're asking Robert Downey Jr. to fight Nicolas Cage in a battle to the death.
You obviously have no idea about Doom Guy.
He was on Mars, and Mars turned into hell, and he fought his way out of it.
No, he's like the fucking, the bringer of death. Like, he's like fucking told in stories. He's not just like some random ass.
So he's the reason why shit hit the fan in the first place.
No, he's the reason, like, there is no shit in the fan, because he killed all of the shit, and he went to hell to kill more shit, and stayed in hell to kill shit, and made sure hell didn't leave. His BJ Bakowitz fucking from fucking whatever's fucking great grandfather.
I'm still going with Master Chief.
I'm going with Doom Guy. Just because, like, if you look, aliens, pff, fucking alien, but you can fight the devil and fucking shit like that. Come on. Like, a grunt versus a fucking lost soul.
All right, so Doom Guy versus Doctor Strange.
That's not fair, though. Doctor Strange is like a god. That'd be like saying Doctor Strange versus a normal person.
No, because Dr. Doom has given Strange a run for his money a bunch of times. Dr. Doom actually wants to be the Sorcerer Supreme.
But Dr. Doom is not a normal, regular guy.
Neither is Doom Guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't have powers, like superhuman powers. He's just superhuman, like fucking a beast.
And you don't think he can kill Dr. Strange dead?
If Doctor Strange isn't fucking anywhere near his stupid ass amulet of time.
You don't have it no more.
Okay, so no, I think Doctor Strange has too many fucking abilities to do whatever the fuck he wants. He's almost Omega level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like ridiculous. Now if it was like Doctor Strange versus like Thanos with the gauntlet, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good fight.
I want to see that What If with that Ultron shit at the end of that new one.
Yeah, with Vision?
That shit.
Yeah, he had Vision.
He had all the stones, and he finally became exactly what he wanted to be in the comics, which was a full Ultron, including Vision's body.
Yep.
I need to see that.
Dude, I saw that part, and I was like, holy fuck.
I shat myself a little bit.
I was like, "That they got nothing. They're done." That's why I thought, they are done.
So the season finale right here, done.
Boom,
over.
Done. Same thing with Spider-Man and everybody being fucking zombies, and it was just Spider-Man and like a couple other people. Like, oh man, they're in so much trouble.
The episode that tripped me out the most, it's still the best episode, is when Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hand, And then the universe was like crumbling in on itself. Yep. And then the Watcher was just like looking at him. And he was like, you, I've sent you the whole time. Help me. And the Watcher basically looked at him and said, you know what you did.
I can't do shit. All right. And one last question.
All right.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Fuck! Fuck! I've never been made to decide! You can't make me pick! You can't make... Oh, I got a head rush. You can't make me pick! Oh, fuck. That's a tough call, B.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of Star Trek. Let me get back to my mic. There is a lot of Star Trek, and it is all very good. All of it. And there's like 36 hours worth of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. And I can't pick. I can't pick. I have a Star Wars hat. I've got mad lightsabers. Like, I love them both so much because I just want to be in space and do space stuff so bad. So bad. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. I can't pick. I have to pick, though, for this podcast. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? Trek Wars.
Trek. Okay.
Look, think about it. Because Star Wars, okay, Star Wars has this very, like, long and, like, built-up story. You know right. what I mean? Like, there's just so much
it's a long
cool
history.
Shit that happens, right? And then, like, with Star Trek... There's all this, like, canonical stuff happening throughout the entire universe. Not just, like, a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening to several parts of the Federation. You know what I mean? So, like... Also, Q, get the hell off my ship! Like... I can't... Also, shut up, Wesley! Like... I can't fucking pick, dude. I can't. They're the two healthiest apple and orange tree in my garden.
Okay. I will pick.
And you I'm, for you.
For me, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, of course.
Because like I said, to me, Star Trek is the opera. Star Wars is rock and roll.
I feel like Star Wars is the opera. Star Trek is the aspect of exploration. Star Trek is the what if to what Star Wars is.
Yep. I love the action in Star Wars is what does it for me. Because the storyline is great. Love the storyline. I love how rich and how far back it goes, right? If you go through like what they call legends now. Right. Like... what was canon for me.
It's still canon for me. I don't give a fuck what Disney says. Walt goes, Disney's dead. I don't give a fuck what that
story is
says.
Amazing. but there's so much action in there and there's so much going on that's what holds me. Whereas Star Trek is like, there's all these little mini adventures and like all that, but the action isn't as great. It's plot still great.
Well, because it's all about diplomacy.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I think it's really slick. Is it's like, we don't need to do all this fighting. We can just talk our ways out of it. And that's so. Again, you have the opera with the death and the action and the love and the despair.
Yeah.
Which is Star Wars. And then you have the. I'm just trying to make contact and keep peace throughout the universe, which is Star Trek.
That's why
so you have either the dark side wins and there's no balance, or the light side wins and there's no balance, or we have this one dude that balances the force entirely, or we have fuck the balance of the space magic. Let's just balance the people.
But that's like what I mean. That's why it's an opera to me, because it's more of they do more to tell the story of what's going on versus Star Trek or Star Wars, where it's like. Loud music, banging, fighting, action. Story is secondary, even though story is great.
Have you watched the Arlo Not Star Trek or Star Wars yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, we got to put that on our list of things to do for...
I just got done watching Caravan of Peace with my kids, like, the other day.
Have you seen that Star Wars Vision yet on Disney Plus?
Mm-mm.
I'm about to watch that shit probably tonight or tomorrow, whenever I feel like. It's happening real soon, though. It just came out.
Yes.
Do you want to close this with The Last Florida Man?
Sure. You got one?
I do. It's a good one.
Because I have one, sort of.
Well, let's just do yours first.
Florida man fucking returned stolen truck to trade in.
I read that one, actually.
Steal a fucking truck from this place and then bring it back to try to trade it in for another car.
It's like those cats at Target. Like, I need to return these batteries.
It's like, what the fuck?
Florida woman agreed to anal and oral sex for purchase of antibiotics. As one does.
You know, that's going to happen sooner or later here. Like, coming up with as fucked up as everything is going to get, and if we get to that end of the world thing, trust me, there's going to be a lot of exchange of body functioning parts for the oldest job in the world is going to make a huge comeback.
All right, y'all, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
Peace out.
Peace.
Ha ha ha.